In his classic essay titled Shooting an Elephant, George Orwell writes of a colonial subdivisional police officer's experience in 20th century Burma. The narrator, who we presume to be Orwell, reflects on the officer's pursuit of a rampaging elephant in heat that was ravaging the fragile village that stood in the way of the humongous beast's unpredictable path. The impassioned elephant even killed a man who could not dodge the animal's urges. The policeman responded to the Burmans, who hated officers as much as the entire British occupation, by summoning for a rifle to simply scare the elephant into an unpopulated space and allow nature to take its course. The pursuit quickly became a hunt, as 2,000 members of the small community expected to see a breathtaking finale. Eventually, the officer sees the elephant grazing peacefully in the clear. But he still has thousands of people on his heels with the unmistakable expectation of action. Within the moments of a decision, the officer realized that he committed to killing the elephant when he grabbed his rifle. The demands from the mob reinforced the commitment. Orwell states, he wears a mask and his face grows to fit it. Therefore, the policeman shoots the enormous elephant. He shoots it again and again. And again, and again. We are killing elephants every day. Trayvon Martin is the collateral damage of a society wanting action against the menacing black male. The Trayvon Martin killing is related to other cases in New Orleans. Martin is the brother of Justin Sipp, who was killed days later on March 1st in a shootout with New Orleans police officers after a traffic stop. Trayvon Martin is the brother of Wendell Allen, who was killed March 8th. Also by a New Orleans police officer, however, they killed the unarmed Allen during a drug bust. Martin, Sipp, and Allen are related by the unconscious bias, which we all have internalized against black males. Researcher Alan Lambert posits that stereotyping is not just a conscious act. Lambert found that bias could be thought of as implicit responses that are magnified in certain social settings through a loss of cognitive control. In other words, societal prejudices are being internalized en masse, and we don't give discrimination a second thought, particularly in certain situations. Again, we have all internalized negative perceptions of black men. All one has to do is turn on the news or music video stations to see caricatures of stereotypes being lived out as the hyper-masculine baller, shot caller, gangster. However, too many black men who won't make headlines are piling up as the collateral damage of a society mobbing for action. In the New Orleans metro, deep racial disparities found in the rates of employment, income, as well as school suspensions and expulsion should be considered consequences of unconscious bias. Employers and schools aren't giving inequity a second thought. We are killing elephants every day, and most of them look like Trayvon Martin.